When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I miss our naughty little life.
You think I don't? What, you think I like this? You think I like making pizza?
Yo.
You think I like that?
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Heyo, looks like we're working again.
Yeah, we're working, right? This is working?
Yeah.
Perfect. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's a party. It's Monday, which means that our husbands are now gone, and we celebrated Father's Day. You know what? I have to be honest. I'm just kind of glad Father's Day over with.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't sometimes I don't mind.
Oh.
Yeah, sometimes I don't mind. But it was just kind of like, I didn't want it to be their special day. I felt like I deserved a special day. You know what I mean?
I actually have a theory. Do you want to hear it? I haven't been able to talk to you, so I don't have it for you.
Sure.
Number one, I believe that there's mom fatigue, and we're in it right now.
Yes, definitely.
Where it's like, so there's COVID fatigue, then there's mom fatigue, and then I believe the kids are also fatigued of the fatigue. So now everyone's just kind of
And then there's people that are corny.
Corny.
Quarantine horny.
Yeah, but they don't have, so that's just because
so
they can't,
are they?
It's because they can't have it. Oh. So they're single, and they're like, oh, I'm single. I would, like, some people live for, like, if I can't have it, I want it more. And then for some people, it's like, it's one more thing to do.
Yeah.
So the kids have now, so now the kids have expired of the doing nothing in the calm down time. That was all funny. That was great. That's done. You know what? Everyone rejuvenated. You know, we stopped life. Now it's time to get this shit rolling. You know what I mean? Like, now it's time to, like, let's fucking go.
Yeah,
like, let's go. Like, let's stop this, like, sitting in a house is no longer feasible. Sitting in a house is no longer feasible with zero action. Like,
I know, and the only thing that breaks up the day is, like, mealtime.
Or snack time.
Now it's dinner. Now it's breakfast. Okay, in between, we just fill the space.
Like, the mental health that must be off the chart is just like, and I was on, I'm on all these Facebook groups, these chat, mom Facebook groups. A lot of people are going to unlearn their children and homeschool.
Are you kidding me? Mm-mm. So I just saw this when I was on the toilet, this woman that started up a group for...
On the toilet, if you will.
Yeah, for people who are... don't agree with any of that and they want their kids in full-time school. So she said, I'm going to start my own group over here for this so we can talk about that.
Right.
The other thing, as I was watching the news this morning, and they were saying that there was a time where...
remember.
Yeah, that they were telling people to get C-sections and feed them formula in order to not get COVID.
What? So
there was a time when they were actually thinking that...
Wait, COVID was back... Wait. In, like, now?
During this, it's been that many months that we've gone through these kind of phases, yes.
Sorry. Pause.
Yeah.
They were telling women.
Yeah. There was a thought. Have a C-section and don't breastfeed.
Where?
Well, I don't know. I was watching the news this morning. So the doctor came out, who, by the way, is super handsome. I want you to take a look at him next time.
All right, because I haven't seen Gupta in a while.
You want to see what?
Sanjay.
Oh, Sanjay Gupta. No, this was a Canadian doctor. Okay. And he said, no, like, go back to, you can have your baby the way you want it, you have a baby. Like, it will be way worse if we try to change the way women now have babies for the mother and the child and everything. So forget that theory and go back to having your baby the way you have your baby, breastfeeding your baby if you want to breastfeed your baby. And, like, but it's like, that's the thing, is that there's so much unknown that people are making assumptions of things and then quickly changing their mind. And it's people's lives at stake, or children. You know what I mean? Children not being able to socialize and the mental health. I can't imagine.
So I texted him. So as you can see, I'm at capacity for staying at home. I'm done. You know, we are in a new place. Thank God we're somewhere different, because if I had to stay home and do the same thing over and over again for a minute, I'm moving. I feel like I'm running away from that life. I'm running away from having to face moving.
Yeah, you're starting a new life.
Yeah. I'm just running away.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are like, Kat, I have to do this every day. But the weird thing is, everywhere is open in Canada except where we live. Right? Nowhere else is closed.
Yep.
Even Quebec, which was the worst, it is open.
Yeah.
And so everyone, we're just watching. And basically the whole world is open except Toronto, where we live. The whole world. So imagine you're sitting there and you're watching the whole world just carry on. But everyone's dealing with the same thing. But it's like having 7 children and 6 of them get ice cream and 1 of them doesn't because it's bad for you. So 6 children get ice cream and 1 doesn't. So you're watching constantly. 6 children eat ice cream all day. All day they eat ice cream. They go to the beach. They go to the pool. They get their hair done. Now, I'm not saying COVID isn't real or it's not working out. I'm just saying.
The kids that didn't get the ice cream?
For watching people live their life as if tournaments and schools, watching them all eat ice cream and you're sitting there watching them eat ice cream, getting their hair done. Like, even Ontario, people are doing it. But Toronto is just stopped. Still on lock. Still only 5 people, you people. I mean, 10. 10 people.
Okay, so, but phase 2 starts on Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Which is 2 days from now, which means that you can be on outdoor restaurants, which means you must be around more than 10 people.
You have to stay 10 people.
10 people.
You have to stay 6 feet apart. So here's where I was going to lead to. So I called Maggie because I was just getting antsy because I said to we said to the husbands, listen.
We need to get out of here.
If we are contractually bound to show up at a theater and they are open, and we can travel for work, we're contractually bound to be there, okay? Doesn't matter if we sell 1 ticket or 3,000 tickets. We have to be there, okay?
It's a vacation. We'll just sell 1 ticket.
So I asked Maggie, I go, so question, what's our next city? Because I don't even know the next city because so many have been postponed.
Yeah.
And what are the ticket sales? Have you read this?
Yeah, but...
She goes, it's supposed to be Atlantic City, but it's not on sale yet. It's supposed to go on sale end of July, I think the 25th. But, .. And I go, yes, but what? Well, it may never go on sale if it's still unknown if we play it or not. She hasn't seen sales in forever. And they don't know the capacity. That's per state. So, like, as of today, in Tennessee, small venues, like 300 and under, can be 50% capacity.
So 150 people. How's that?
I'll take it. I'll take it, babe. I'll fucking go.
But the theaters can't give the guarantees at that level.
But the Northeast isn't even talking about that aspect yet.
Well, everyone just needs a minute. You know what I mean?
I've given them 6 months.
I know. But we at least need to get to phase two before we even discuss that.
I don't, you know what? I don't like your attitude right now. How many phases You're supposed to say, you know what, Kat? We're going to go in November.
Is that when the show is?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
For sure?
For sure.
Not mine.
You lied?
Yep.
What are you lying about?
The November dates are all moved. I thought it's the November dates.
No, well, I saw Kenny Chesney, who's a professional musician, touring his whole life.
Yeah.
His dates are up and they're in the spring. So.
I'll tell you what.
What are you getting?
Okay. At this point, I think the camps are going to be quote unquote expensive. Okay, whatever. You know what? At this cost, the corner store is expensive, and so is ordering Uber Eats because you're so fucking bored. So yes, summer camps are a go in Ontario. So it's like I'm craving normalcy at any cost. Yeah. It's not even like camp. It's like I need to know that the world is going back to normal in some capacity for children. Fuck, I can handle. You and I could like. Just move some, like we could, you and I would be fine because we would make something outrageous online again. Like we just keep creating. But these people in downstairs need to go somewhere and need to get back to some type of routine, like some type of something outside of me and you entertaining them. They need it. So I feel like at any cost right now, and I'm not talking like their health, I'm talking about monetary cost.
Right.
Let's go. Let's go.
I mean,
let's go. You know what? Schools open up in July. Let's go.
Yeah, we got July.
Let's go. Fucking. July. You know what? You have 2 weeks. You have a week. Open up. Let's go. Okay, August. You know, guys, we don't even go back till September 7th.
I know. I'm almost
stuck on that one.
I don't even want to say everything I feel because, you know.
Why?
Because.
You feel good or bad?
No, I feel like everyone should just go back to school and work full time in September.
Well, you can say that. It's your podcast, babe.
No, I know, but...
But?
Survival of the fittest.
You're allowed to say that.
Enough is enough.
You feel... here's what I want. I want to know how the open... Okay, here's what I want. Okay, if you and I were to run the world...
Yeah.
I would want to know who is sick.
Mm-hmm, exactly. In the
open countries. In the open cities. How
and
many?
I don't want to know just who's sick. I want to know who's
really sick,
ailing from the sickness,
and who's in the hospital. How many are hospitalized versus how many have it, and what? How many are healing? I know we know the death rate, but I want it broken down to age category. Not that that makes it okay, but if it goes through a retirement home, then how can we protect that? If we knew this data, then we could be like, how can we protect the retirement home better? Right now, we just have in Canada, we have like. Do they just give you a large number and you're like, and did you know?
Do tell.
In Canada, they're still faxing the information and manually inputting it.
Why?
Dude, so the margin for error, like some days, like we miscounted 218 cases today. So the number is now 356, but it's actually 87. You're like, who the fuck is running this country that they don't know? Like,
I know.
It's
just basically, it's kind of just like everyone's best guess.
Literally, you know what? Let's round up today. Let's go 220.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's round down.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's go down to 150.
Let's just listen to these people's hypothesis about what could happen, which may not necessarily be the
So truth. Then there's Facebook wars about the sick kids report that came out. So the sick kids report came out long before.
Sick kids hospital in Toronto.
Which is like a world-renowned hospital being like, go resume children's activities as normal with increased health. Whatever
precautions,
okay? Let them all be outside. Let them play. Let them run around. Let them touch each other. Let them go. So, and then the government came in and gave three scenarios of what September would look like without committing to any of them. So now every mom is sitting there being like, you gave us nothing.
Yeah.
Do I quit my job? Do I go back to work? Do I...
My biggest question is, if kids aren't back at school full time, how do parents go to work?
this is what every mom is saying.
So they're saying, so then they've got moms who say, well, I want to take care of the health of my child, so I want to have my kid learning from home. Well, that's a really huge luxury, young lady. You know what I mean? Well,
also, I have a friend who teaches at a school, and the school, it happens to be a private school, and the school asked her, what will you do in September if your kids are at home? And she's like, I don't know. What, like...
You tell me, right?
I don't know what, like, if they're not at...
And she's one of...
That's what I said.
Gagillions who are in the exact same position.
Who have to go teach, who are supposed to go, because if private schools, private schools will be open full-time 100%. Mm-hmm. But those teachers who have children at home who are in public school who can't go to school, and what about the teachers who teach at school, then, so with their, when their kids are home while they try to go to school, what are they doing here? So.
And if they have to come home and they have to hire a babysitter, now they're not bringing home as much money because now they need to cover this babysitting.
So half the time.
Or pulling on these poor grandparents.
Right.
Who are
at risk.
Who are at risk to come and help out, because how else are we going to pay the bills?
So I have a babysitter who has two children, and she's always brought her children whenever I've needed her for travel. Like, her children are actually Chloe's best friends, and she's welcome. And her children are welcome anytime. Like, I'm just thankful that, you know, she's there to help. And so I said next year to her, she was like, what am I going to do if school's part-time? I'm like, and I go, what happens if our kids aren't on the same days part-time? Like, then what are we going to do, you know? So I said, what we'll try to do is figure out how this part-time thing is working. And what if you have four children in one school?
No.
Oh, are they going to put them all on the same days?
No. I mean...
But just think of that, right? So you're going to have...
That's why it doesn't work. That's why
this is the point.
I don't even entertain this conversation until September, until the middle of August.
We're very lucky we get to do that though.
Well,
because we're home. Because think of all the full time workers
But what are their options? There's nothing they can do. They can't entertain this.
But if their companies are asking, so what are you gonna do?
Yeah, what do they say?
I don't know. Literally, right. I don't know.
They have to be just like us. Like, I don't know. I can't even hypothesize this because I'm not in any position to actually know what this would be like.
Yeah, but how shitty for the government when they're sitting on a medical report from the most, one of the most world-renowned...
Well, that's why I believe they're going to come around, because it just isn't going to work.
Why wouldn't they just say it now?
When the people tried to ask them during the press conference, they just skirted around it.
They said parents are going to have to suck it up.
Yeah.
What I mean, suck up. You know what? Attempt to run for government. You and me.
But that's why it doesn't make sense. That's why it can't work. It cannot work. The only other option is going to be that children are going to be taking care of themselves at home, and it's going to be like the olden days when the parents went off to the farm and worked, and the kids had to stay home alone and take care of their siblings.
I could imagine that a lot of people feel super alone right now. Like the person, my friend that I was talking to, she was just like, honestly, I can't even think about it because you're so out of control of the situation. We have partners. Imagine the single moms who are like going to lose their job if they're, let's say, retail workers or like, you know, people who have to have their children and feel free childcare, who maybe have a job that is an income less than they can afford to not have their kids in school. And then I'm like, or all these children who are going to sit at home, and a lot of parents are like, I have failed e-learning. I have failed. You and I have failed at e-learning. Our children have failed at e-learning. Huge. What are we to do? And we are in a great position where our mental health is strong, where we can feed our children, where we have Wi-Fi, all of these things, and we still fucking failed. So... What are we to do if all of these things are not coming together, but we don't have answers for parents who their company isn't like, well, okay, we'll give you the luxury to see. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucked. It's fucked. I feel like just women are being ignored. I do. I really do feel like women are being ignored.
Yeah. And I mean, the only other solutions you can imagine is like people in the buildings take turns and take care of each other's children. And again, that's putting more people at risk because these kids are supposed to be going to school part-time, so they're not around as many kids. But now that home daycares are going to have to be huge because parents are going to be like...
And unregulated because parents are going to turn to unregulated and it's going to put children...
Parents are going to say, if I can't go to work, then I have to start my own home daycare illegally without regulation.
And let's be totally honest, Nat and I have multiple times... wanted to go find an undercover hairdresser, okay? Like someone who is out of COVID, right? We've been like, fuck, but then we're trying to be responsible because we have a big community. So we're like, no, we won't do that because, you know, COVID is serious. But then I was like, if we're doing that with hair care, and that's not even on the priority list, but if you have to work and find a house, if an unregulated daycare comes up, you're probably going to go to it if you have no other option.
Yes, 100%.
You know, which puts every child at risk because you can't, there's no one monitoring it and you don't know if it's safe.
None of it makes sense. And then the days when you're really, really desperate, you get your
older kid to watch.
No, or the grandparent to come.
And put them back at risk.
So does my...
Oh. Oh, dear.
It doesn't make sense.
I know it doesn't. I'm fearful that you know...
People are going to be overlooked, but...
On a small scale, I miss our life on a very superficial level. I miss the easiness of going to a grocery store. I miss the easiness of, you know, I'm sad that, quote unquote, we took going to the grocery store for granted. You know what I mean? Like, and not even, like, I hate that I can't go meet friends at a restaurant. I hate that I can't go out to a restaurant, like, without freedom. I hate the feeling of being somewhere, like, I hate the feeling of restriction, of being like, you can't do this, you can't go here when you do this.
And that was so sad, that message that someone sent, that her child were asking if Santa's going to be able to make it.
Did you hear what our kids did this morning?
What did they say?
So they were sitting there and a frog was there.
Yeah.
And Chloe and TJ wanted to touch it. And then Chloe and TJ go, we can't, COVID.
Oh, God.
And so I was like, guys, you can't get COVID from a frog. No. And then they were talking about it. Like, what? You can't get COVID from... They're like, we can't touch it. It's COVID. And I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're going to have to, like, rehabilitate our children back into... And everyone back into normal life.
Oh, I know. And like that, it became so normal to stay 6 feet away from people. And it's kind of a funny story, but we have a neighbor and we went and talked to the kids and I were on a walk and the neighbor, we're in the country, okay? Literally in the middle of nowhere, okay? The middle of nowhere.
And you've never heard of this town and
no one ever has. So we see this man and he's our neighbor and like, I'm trying to make chit chat because we're fucking loud. My dog is always on his property taking dumps. Like it's a shit show. Literally a shit show. And the kids are like, you know, so excited to see someone talking to them, like nonstop. Blah, 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 blah. And then they come back and they come running in the door and they're like,
they come quickly reporting to me about how amazing this man is that they met and how he was so nice, like a stranger was so nice. And then they're like, it's actually okay. I bet if you wanted to see inside his house, he'd let you in. Like, he's not one of those COVID people.
He's not a COVID person. And I'm like, Nat's like, wow, this guy sounded really great. And I'm like, they just haven't talked to anyone outside our direct crew in 6 months. So for them, talking to anyone is like, you know, I can't even imagine the stimulation it must be using your brain talking to a stranger, which is so different than the comfort level of, you know, dogs.
I know dogs.
Hey, you know, dogs actually need to be stimulated and they get bored if you do the same walk over and over. And if you don't take them and like expose them to new dogs and they get like, they get, and they can get naughty. Well, guess what? Kids are the same.
I know.
So if your kid is naughty, they probably just aren't out of there. They need to be stimulated in different, you know, I never know that word stimulated. Is it, because it feels like stimulated is masturbation.
No, it's just like igniting something. Exciting, I know, but something.
I stimulated myself.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're simulated.
Totally different.
Tell me about that.
You really want
to
know?
Simulated is like I pretended to make it again.
Yeah, simulated is like a...
Like Michael Jackson was simulated.
It's fake.
3D.
Yeah.
Simulated.
Yeah, and stimulated is to excite something.
Tantalizing?
Okay.
What's that one?
Tantalizing is more sexual, I believe.
Tantalizing.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if you can hear this. People are so loud.
What are we going to do?
Right, exactly.
What
you know
are we
what?
Gonna do?
I'm going to call the government and let them know that they're...
It's like this morning there was a girl, a news reporter, and she's reporting from home, and her daughter came in, and then they lost a bit of connection. It's like, oh, this is a great segment. I'm like, what was she fucking supposed to do?
Oh, right. You know, what was she supposed to do?
In the basement?
Right. And the dad's probably on a Zoom call, too, or something. If she has one, or the lover, or a mother, or a thing. I don't know. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm just missing...
What?
You're missing...
You don't have any hot sauce.
Yeah, you're right. I don't have any sriracha.
You have no
or
sriracha.
Chili flakes.
Yep, that's
I
a problem. That is a problem for you. You need sriracha. What are you missing?
I was thinking that. You know,
I can feel...
Yeah.
I can feel you. So she's like antsy. I'm like, you're thinking about a cocktail. And she's like, I actually am. And I'm like, I can feel you thinking about a cocktail right now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
I miss our naughty little life.
You think I don't? What, you think I like this? You think I like making pizza?
Yo.
You think I like that?
It's like we're housewives. Oh my God, we're housewives.
I know.
Oh my God, we're fucking housewives.
We are. And they love it, those husbands.
And that's exactly what we escaped. We were housewives for a while, and then we were like, you know what? We want to do something else. Now we're back to being fucking housewives.
Housewives with a full-time job with no naughtiness on the side.
That's the thing. The job brings creativity, fun, and naughtiness.
An adventure.
Now that part of the job that was so fun is being ripped away.
I know.
I love Late Night Live because it's the next best thing, but it still breaks my heart that we can't see these people.
I know. And listen, if you're a housewife, there is some people who, like, Nat has someone in her life who is a housewife, and
she's
so
good at it.
And she is, like, loves flawless.
She's always busy.
Redoes everything. She's handy.
She's never bored. Barely needs to leave the house.
She's completely satisfied. It's her happy place.
Yep.
This is not our happy place, but if it is your happy place, that's amazing. But for us, our happy place is
adventure, danger.
I'm a better mom when I'm able to like leave and come, like go. Like, I just even mean like for a fucking day.
It's even our kids are better when they get to go off and explore the world.
Oh God, COVID sucks. COVID can suck a dick.
I can't believe we had to live through COVID. I guess it's better than like the measles.
It's better than like a World War II.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
It's better than a war. Yeah, it's not that bad. It's just bad compared to our life.
It's just that it's the out of control and you're like, you know what the hard thing is? Do you want to know what the hard thing is? That you really have to trust your government right now because they're making every decision, right? So you're like watching, and then I had to ask the boys this question because I really didn't know what I was
the
like, okay,
husbands.
I was like, okay, so the baseball league's not allowed. I wasn't sure if it was illegal for these things to be going on, yeah, or like, are we not allowed to actually go into a theater and perform, or is it just not recommended because we're protecting people's health? Okay.
Okay.
That was a question, because I'm like, because if the president did it and had a full
rally
in a theater, quote unquote, in a theater.
Yeah.
So it's not that it's illegal. Okay. It's just that it's not, you know what I mean? I was very confused by, is it illegal or not recommended? Because if it's it was very confusing to me, because right now it would be illegal in Canada for us to go and put a show on in a theater. Like, we couldn't go to the Queen Elizabeth Theater and do a show. It's illegal.
How are these theaters paying the rent?
No one's paying rent, babe.
But they're being helped out from the government, right?
I guess. Maybe no one's paying anything. I don't know.
Oh, God. I was just thinking about these beautiful theaters that are just sitting collecting dust.
But you know what I mean? So So anyways, the point being, if he's allowed to do it, but then like, let's say somewhere else,
That's the thing, it's hard to trust the government. Because
that's what I'm saying.
Everything's so contradictory.
It's just very confusing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, I can't go to, I can't get my hair done, but you can go to a theater with thousands of people and have like a fun, whatever that was, a speech or a fun, I was going to say a fun show, but that's our show. I need some fucking clarity, people.
That Trump, he gets to go everywhere. He's always out getting dressed up and acting like normal. You know what I mean? He just gets to go everywhere, do anything he wants. Well, he goes on planes, right?
Yeah, probably. He's got one. Beyonce just did.
Where'd she go?
Private jet from LA to the Hamptons.
Oh.
I know. Bieber just went back to LA, you know?
Do you think that Drake is still in Toronto, or he wants to rent us his house for a bit? I don't even want to go to his house. I don't go to anyone's house.
Do you want me to see where Drake is?
Yeah. I don't want to be in anyone's house.
I don't want to be. I want to be in a hotel.
Oh, yeah. That's where I want to be.
I want to be in a big ass.
I actually hate houses. I've turned on houses. I hate houses. I have houses with kitchens and TV rooms.
Let me
and
see.
Beds.
What
I hate houses.
Hotel is open?
Yeah.
You know what's open?
The Chatham Bar's Inn.
But not, we need like, you know, oh my God, apparently like Cuba's opening, like beach hotel, like.
Oh yeah, I see the Moon Palace keeps advertising to us and they're showing live videos of people on vacation in
Moon
Mexico.
Moon Palace Hotel. Yeah, I wasn't very, I was not impressed with them.
I would go anywhere. That
Me too. I'm just saying I was not very impressed with them as a whole.
Yeah.
They had pretty bad customer service. Their PR people were.
Yeah, but honestly,
maybe they're gone.
Maybe they have new people. Yeah, people are out at all-inclusive vacations.
I'm looking.
I know. I saw a live view.
What? Who's there? And how do we get there? Kids, we're leaving, and you're not coming with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I would just. I don't want to go with them.
No,
I don't want to go anywhere with them.
No, I want to go to Motown. You know what I want to do? I want to get in a bikini. I would get in a white one. You know what? High waisted white bikini. I don't care if my pubes would show. You know what
I
mean?
Can we go to Vegas? Can we just go back one more time?
Are you listening? Then I would go to every buffet. Now it's not your traditional buffet that has like flies on it. It is a buffet that is so.
You can't even eat that much. What is the point of a buffet?
Because you can keep going back more and more and more and more. Don't care. I would just keep on going. I would just keep on going. I would just keep on going. I would go. Sorry, we have a technical interruption. Okay, so I'd wear a white bikini. I'd wear a white bikini.
Okay, back to the buffet. And what are you eating? What's at the buffet?
There's fresh fruit. There's nachos. There's queso. There's guacamole. There's like everything. Okay.
Who are you with?
You and me and strippers. And. You know what those strippers are? A guaranteed fucking good time. And you know what? They're more than strippers. You know what I mean? They're like party. Like you go to a club, you are like, we, like even
that was the best night.
The best night ever.
Of our lives.
Chicago, and then they came to Toronto, and they were like partying, having fun. Like you know what I mean?
Toronto club.
Yeah, they're just
clubbing with strippers.
Is the best thing you could ever do. You know what? They just dance. They do, you know, when like guys, like husbands, like you know, white guys, like white men, they're like they like just kind of like stand there, like go back and forth, like the dance.
They were like taking the shirt off. By the way, recently somebody's video came up. Whose was I watching?
Yeah,
I know, I know. I got it.
Who?
One of our strippers, Insta Story Highlights, shows different times.
Yeah.
So
we're podcasting right now. This is going to be a good podcast tomorrow. Go ahead.
One of our strippers, Instagram. Brings up highlights of all the cities he's traveled, and they're always with us. So I see.
Okay.
So the coach.
Okay.
Dancing with Ryan.
Okay.
And you could see Lexi looking over at them.
I gotta go find this. This sounds so juicy.
Because that's what I was thinking, is like, he puts up all these stories. People don't even know that. Your husband.
Tell me.
Is highlighted in one of the stories. Frontal face, he would die.
Oh my God, I'm going to look right now.
Not only is this stripper amazing and his name is amazing, but he's also does porn.
Yeah, oh God, yeah, don't watch his. I mean, your tampon string's not allowed, but the shit that's going on in his feed right now, I mean, that's not even close to erotica. Amazing, no. We should call him.
God, I hope he's doing okay. Anyway, so I went through his stories, and it was reminding me of all these cities we've been to, because he has all the cities.
Okay.
And all the fun that we have when we go out. And that time we went to Chicago was the first time we went to a club with them. And it was so fun. And we didn't even drink. We got one bottle service. We didn't drink the bottle.
Oh, and we got two bottles.
Okay, so we drank one.
Yeah.
The other one, we didn't even barely, nobody wanted to drink.
And then we had to leave because we got caught. Like, there was like a crowd of people. I don't know where these people came from and how they all knew us, but everyone was lined up watching us with the dancers. And we had a lot of dancers, and it was just Nat and I, right? No, Nat, Alexis, and I.
Hassan.
And then all of our dancers. I think there was like five of them with us. Right. So all of these men and then us. And we were like, you know what? We should probably go because, you know, no one really understands the relationship with our dancers because literally they're like our brothers. They're like our best friends. They're like, it's like your family when you're on the road. And from the outsider looking in,
it looks like two moms dancing with strippers.
Yeah. So we were like, you know what? This probably doesn't look that great. So we called it a night kind of at like one. Literally there was like 30 people, or it could have been the spectacle. Well, I could see people pulling. I could see us getting pulled up on people's screens, which was so weird.
Yeah.
And then because we had a table in the back by the DJ booth, and it was like, and the dancers were like on fire that night.
Yeah, they were like the stars of the show.
And everyone was watching, and we were all dancing, having the best time. And then I look up, and all these people are staring at us. I'm like, what? This is real. We should do a podcast marathon. Get cocktails served to us.
From the kids?
Yeah, just sit up here all day.
All day.
And just get drunk, like drink excessively with them. And then see where the conversation goes. For how long.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
Like we'll just sit here and like one drink, how's it going?
You know
two
what
drink, how's it going?
You know what we should do?
What?
Because it's not like Father's Day next weekend or something. Like tell our husbands that we need to do a marathon.
I love this idea.
And they'll take care of the kids for a long time. We'll do an epic podcast. Starting, like Chelsea Handler did one of her shows like when she used to drink. And well, she did it with drugs too, and they would film them sitting down to dinner and then doing the edibles. And then
also she did a video of like, she's like, I don't feel like I act much different when I drink and take drugs and stuff. So they did a whole video.
Does she act different?
Yes. And she doesn't remember shit in the morning. She's like, she watched back. I don't remember saying that.
Oh, snap.
So, but it's just interesting to see. And literally her friend stood there and just like took whatever. And then she drank and watched the conversation change. That documentary was so juicy that she did.
Okay.
I want to go back and watch it again.
Does she have a boyfriend right now?
Is she single again? I don't think so.
Well, that was really, you know, podcasts are like therapy. You know that?
Chelsea's too hot to handle. And remember when she was referring to her time with 50 Cent?
Oh my God. It didn't feel right.
The way she was talking.
I know.
It wasn't funny.
Every little thing's
gonna be okay.
Said, no, but don't worry.
We went to go see Chelsea Handler live. We were fans of
we
hers.
We talked about this in a podcast.
No, I know.
We did, right?
And what we expected it to be, and we went to her live show, because she stopped drinking and she started smoking weed, she has a different outlook on life, and it just ain't so funny anymore.
I know. And it was crazy because the conversation was super privileged.
Yeah.
When I left, I was like, this feels like such a privileged conversation. Yeah. And, you know, every time we talk, like when I complain about being in the house, I'm like, this is a super privileged conversation to have. And, you know, when you come from a place of privilege, your complaints and worries are super different than other people. So it's interesting, though, to hear when you hear someone super privileged, like super duper 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 privileged.
Anyways.
You know what, Nat?
Witty kitty. Listen to your daughter giggling.
She's a giggle monster.
Oh my God, I wonder who's making her laugh like that. I want to go see.
Just means there's something bigger coming down.
Is that one?
Our last kind of hurrah was in the UK. And we found out great news.
Yeah.
It's just kind of crazy. Like, that was like such a euphoria of going like New York. Like, it was such a fucking euphoria of 3 months.
Yeah.
And then it's interesting. Life is interesting.
It is.
Life is super interesting.
Yeah, maybe we should go back to the UK.
It's like everything stopped and then the world, the pendulum kind of swung the other way.
If the world is ending, you come over.
I'm already here. Bye, guys. Happy, happy whatever day it is. Tuesday.